This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, I'm pleased to report this morning, China is freaking the heck out over these tariffs.
Yep.
And Americans don't know this because the what is left of the mainstream media sees their main job as keeping Americans as dumb and panicked as possible. Just want to tell a little, you know, and you got to string this together yourself because the media is going to try to black this out for a whole lot of reasons we're going to get into later. But just a series of breaking articles over the last 48 to 72 hours. Okay. Headline number one. This is in the India Financial Times. India's headline. India's retail industry may gain as Trump's tariffs singe Chinese exports. Oh, wow. Wait, so India's figuring out this could be really good for us. Yeah, because you're not trying to kill us. So you're a better ally than, say, China, who had the unmitigated gall to volunteer, they weren't even asked, to a delegation from the Biden administration in December. Oh, hey, we cyber attacked you. Yeah, we'll do it again. That was the implication. Oh, yeah, we're just mad about your support for Taiwan. Here, buy some more of our cheap stuff. Said India, never. So look, at a minimum, let me put it this way. Do you want your pharmaceuticals made by the people who killed 250,000 Americans with fentanyl? Including, I saw a just heartbreaking documentary over the weekend. A kid who took a Xanax. Not a drug addict. College student. Found dead in his room by his parents. He was living at home for the first year of college to save money. Had anxiety around exams. These are not heroin addicts looking for one more fix. Some of them are, but there's a lot of truly innocent people in there who in our generation would not be dead. They'd just be going about their lives, going to parties, going to college. The Chinese Communist Party is killing us. This is asymmetrical warfare, and it's got to stop. India is not killing us with fentanyl, so they have that going for them. So that's headline number one, Lee. India's retail industry may gain as Trump's tariffs singe Chinese exports. India's waking up and going, wait, we kind of like these tariffs. Headline number two. All of this corresponded with J.D. Vance's trip to India, keep in mind. Headline number two from Reuters. India imposes tariff on steel to stem cheap imports from China. All of this set in just as J.D. Vance and his wife fly into the country, 12% steel tariff from India to China, on China. Where do you think the idea for that came from?
Can't imagine.
I don't know. I don't know where they suddenly got the idea to do that. Weird, right? Because what's going on back channels, and you got to read between the lines here, okay? What's going on back channels is we're like, we are embargoing China. We are trying to shut them down on the world stage, including all of the ways they sneak their stuff into this country via other countries. They dump cheap goods, gut the manufacturing in other countries, not through legitimate capitalism, which would be one thing, but by subsidizing goods then the factories shut down, then they buy them and they take over. And now guess what? Chinese steel's coming from India.
Sort of sounds like that should be a World Trade Organization violation, doesn't it, Tara?
Well, it kind of would be if any of that was ever enforced on China. Right. It never is. It's only enforced on us.
You wonder why.
And other first world countries, other Western countries. And that is the heart of the problem here. They have bought everybody off at every step of the way. Okay, so J.D. Vance touches down. They slap China with a 12% tariff to basically block what is predatory steel at the border. Okay, China is watching all of this. They respond with vows of retaliation against any country that follows U.S. calls to isolate Beijing. What is interesting about this is they did not specify, if you read what China said, they did not specify said retaliation would necessarily be economic. Why did they do that? Because they know that the world knows that that virus came out of that bioweapons lab and every country on earth has dead from it. Millions of dead, hundreds of thousands of dead. China knows this carries weight when they threaten retaliation. What will they do? China knows it carries weight. India's watching this. They're not dumb. They read the Wall Street Journal article just like I did. The one where China admitted to cyber attacks. The one that reminded you, oh, hey, they're in our water treatment plants. They're in our nuke plants. They're in our ports. They can shut down anything they want. This is China thugging out. Everybody who reads that warning reads it correctly. There will be retaliation. Maybe there won't be any water that's drinkable. Maybe your nuke plant will melt down. Maybe your ports will stop functioning and ships could run into, oh, I don't know, bridges in the Baltimore Harbor. It could be bad. China does not want to do this now. They're scared. That's what that says. That is it. I saw that and I went desperate. They look desperate. They don't look strong. They don't look like they're in control. Now, here's one more thing to point out, Lee, and I want to know what you think about this, okay? Let's think about India for a minute. For India to be slapping tariffs on China and running headline articles about, wow, this is super exciting. We could gain China's market share for ourselves using the Trump tariffs. Okay, think about who India is for a minute. India is a member in good standing of BRICS in partnership with China, who just, oh, I don't know, 6 months ago was working with China to bring down our currency, to destroy our dollar, which is the foremost goal of BRICS. Now they are tariffing their partner in BRICS. What a turnaround in 6 months. Mm-hmm. So what you're watching is carrot and stick here. India going, wow, what a great opportunity to profit here. Mm-hmm. And stick, okay, sure, we'll tariff China. It's just one example. The whole thing could still go up in flames. I'm not promising you success. But this is straightening out a major problem we have. We have to cut India off from China so they stop trying to destroy our currency, which, if you've noticed, is not doing so well right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about gold hitting a record high?
Well, that should tell you something. And of course, what's scaring me is the fact that if you've got a stock market that is down and the treasury market is not doing what they were hoping it would do, then that's an issue.
It is an issue. And it's what I, you know,
you've been talking about. I know. Yeah.
I've been most afraid of was that if Trump pushes these countries too far, too fast, too hard, that they will drop our currency and do what they've kind of wanted to do for a while, including the European Union, which is trade in their own currency. In other words, abandon the SWIFT system, where countries change their currency into our currency in order to do national and international business deals.
And then they start dumping treasury bonds,
right,
and the yields have to go up, which could increase our cost of borrowing, which quickens our pace toward insolvency.
Right. And the most dangerous thing right now is honestly the hype about the treasury market, because what they're trying to do, and this is institutional investors who are against the realignment of the world economic order because they uniquely profit from it. They are trying to panic mom and pop treasury holders into selling and dumping in order to stop Trump. And they've already seen Trump back off tariffs once when we got bad bond news.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that he will back off on the Fed chair, because that is another thing that is pushing the issue too. And I'm not saying that he's wrong for criticizing him, but it's just like every time that he puts out another nasty tweet about it, it's not helping things right now. That optic is not good.
You know, what is so interesting to me is that this market freaks out when Trump accurately criticizes the Fed chair.
Absolutely.
He is completely right.
Right.
Powell is wrong. Powell is a Democrat. He is attempting to weaponize interest rates in a way he never did with Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah. In fact, he did things to benefit them.
Yes, he lowered the interest rate before the election under much worse economic indicators. That is what Trump is mad about. Why? Yep. So that Her Highness could run around and claim that they had conquered inflation.
Right. Yep.
But Jerome Powell is a political actor. Mm-hmm. He is happy to destroy entire markets to help the Democrats. That is who he is. Trump is not wrong. And so you get the stock market panicking when the truth is told and wanting to live and base their profits off lies. That is the model of the stock market. Let me tell you why it is. Because these profits in the stock market, right now, the stock market is not soaring because of great capitalism. It's soaring because we print a crap ton of money. Mm-hmm. It's fake. It's all a lie. And they need the lie to continue. And what Trump is saying and what I'm saying is the lie long term leads to one place, and that's collapse. This is not a real market. We need to have a real market. Trump is trying to build a real market, and a few powerful players with a lot of leverage, think hedge funds, are very angry because their gravy train's going to end, and they're trying to take these markets down to stop it. Never mind, their gravy train's going to end anyway. We can't keep printing like this. I mean, how is the world going to continue transacting? I would love to ask these questions of Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson. How on earth will the world continue transacting the dollar for business deals that are international if y'all keep debasing it so that by the, you know, from the beginning to the end of the business deal, the dollar's worth less? How is that gonna work? And it's not. They got, and I'm only picking on Lindsey Graham because he's the budget chairman now. This idea, we're only going to cut $4 billion over the next 10 years, Lindsay. Well, you don't have kids. You don't care if the dollar collapses, but you're collapsing the dollar. They've got to say, these Republicans have got to stop spending money and passing Biden's budgets. They've got, and Nancy's budget. They got to stop, get their own, and lead. Democrats are desperate to save St. Kilmer and everyone like him.
Four House Democrats visited El Salvador yesterday to push for the suspected gang member's release, but were denied a meeting with him. And now they are demanding daily proof of life updates.
We're not the first here. We're not going to be the last members of Congress fighting and demanding the return of Abrego Garcia.
We have written a letter just as of 30 minutes ago to Secretary of State Marco Rubio demanding daily proof of life for Mr. Abrego Garcia. He is a father. He is a husband. He's a union member.
He's an illegal immigrant and a human trafficker. Folks, understand what this is costing them. Understand their level of desperation here. Poll after poll after poll shows their own voters, their own base hates that. There's one out overnight from Rasmussen. I love Rasmussen because whether Rasmussen's delivering me good or bad news about Trump, their record is unimpeachable. It's because they poll likely voters. Democrat base demands deportation of bad guys. What percentage of the Democrat base wants to deport either criminally convicted illegals or known gang members? 69%. That's their voters. Not everybody, their voters. What about Hispanics, self-identified Hispanics? 77% of them want them gone. No, we don't want, We don't want gang members here. We don't want our daughters being raped and then mocked on MSNBC, like Lake and Riley and Jocelyn Nungery. What about black voters? 71% of them say, no, we don't want gang members. We don't want convicted criminal illegal immigrants. What about liberals? 62% of them think, yeah, you know what? Gang members and convicted criminals got to go. What about younger voters? Oh, this one hurts. 70%. It's not working. It's not working. The lying's not working. Used to work. They could have pulled this off 4 years ago before they cashed in their credibility, lying about Russia collusion. 17 intel agencies say the COVID shot's 97% effective. Blah, blah, blah. Very fine people. Hoax after hoax after hoax after. They could have. No, Joe Biden, he's fine. No, he's great. That's just a cheap fake. They have no credibility left. And that's why this, which would have worked before, is not working now.
A Maryland man thought to be wrongly deported.
Deported Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
A Maryland man, wrongfully deported.
A Maryland man who was mistakenly deported.
The Maryland man, that Maryland man that was detained.
The Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador.
They're not even trying to bring back a Maryland man.
It's a Maryland man.
Maryland man. The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
The Maryland man they shipped to El Salvador.
The Maryland man who was sent to El Salvador.
This man from Maryland.
A Maryland man. A case of a Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Maryland man.
That Maryland man.
The case of the Maryland man.
By the way, over 500 times, he is described as either a Maryland man or a Maryland father. Normally, and before that would work, but people get real news now. They can go on X. They can share off X. This is how bad this is, okay? CNN and MSNBC referred to St. Kilmar as a Maryland man a total of 506 times in 3 weeks. Only 10% of 318 reports by CNN or MSNBC, only 10% included any mention that he was in the U.S. illegally. What does this mean? They're having to lie here because this is killing them. And the fact that they're still fighting to keep these illegals. And folks, understand they have locked onto St. Kilmar, but the real goal is to retain all of the Trendaragua thugs that Trump is deporting. Why? Because they run the human trafficking networks that bring them their voters. That's why. And they play the long game. And so they're willing to offend their base for now to bring in these voters, future voters, how they look at them, and to continue their merger with these criminal gangs. These gangs operate in partnership with the party in every totalitarian regime. They know they need them to really tamp down. They know they need them to bring their voters here. We've explained many times, Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, played the audio about how the Democrat Party, Department of Homeland Security under Democrats and the cartels merged. Literally creating a partnership where the Department of Homeland Security was calling up the cartels to arrange drop-off points for the future voters. Now, overnight, folks, the stakes couldn't be higher. Because you know what we have? Yet another assassination plot, news of it, not an actual plot. They were planning it, breaking on Telegram. Who? They were using Telegram to communicate. Who's doing this? Cartels. Oh, they want to kill Biden? No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They got any Democrats in their sights? No, they don't. They're fellow travelers. No, they want to kill Trump. It's not the first one. No, we're going to go back on the show today. We're on number three. Number three, because remember that Iranian assassin we caught? Iran had sent an assassin here to plot an assassination plot. Who, the first one, he's scheduled for trial. There's a second one too. We caught him as well. Who did he ultimately seize upon as the guy to kill Trump and those around him? Cartel hitman. See, Trump sees it this way. This is not, man, you're trying to take away my gardener. This is not, man, you know, you're trying to get rid of that mom who works as a maid, just feed her kids, she's a legal immigrant. This is war. It's war. They want to kill him. This is why we have militarized the border and the military has taken it over. This is why the left is lying their keister off to get rid of Pete Hegseth. Because they have taken over the border and tamped it down. Anything Trump does to the cartels is seen by the Democrats as an attack on them. They are one and the same. There is no daylight between them. What do you hear? Wait do you hear all of this? Just guys, keep tuned to the show. And ask yourself this. Why didn't the cartels want to kill Biden? They didn't want to at all. Or Obama. Just Trump. They're at it again. Speaking of, let's go to the text line. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Imagine if the Democrats would have gone after all the hostages held by Hamas back when they were in power like they are this MS-13 guy now. But do you remember how bad it got? The parents of the hostages were following Joe Biden around to speaking engagements, just standing there with signs like, you know, like, don't forget us. And then when Her Highness was immaculated, they were following her around just to get the Democrats to care. That's where we are. They don't care. Texter writes, hey, Tara Powell needs to go. Talking about Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve. He can be fired. The Fed reached its goal of 2% inflation less than 20% of the time he was in charge. Okay, keep in mind who Powell is, okay, for a moment. Something strange started happening under Obama, okay? Do you remember this? And the media, even the liberal media, would remark upon it. Main street America could be in a recession. Things could suck. And the market would go up. Things would be great, and the market would go up. Why? It's fake. It rises on a raft of fake cash. Monopoly money. That's why. It has supplanted and replaced legitimate economic activity and pushed it to the side. That's why Main Street is suffering like it is. Wall Street, a couple of shiny shoes firms mainly, want it to continue, okay? So when Trump goes after Jerome Powell, they freak. Why? Because if Jerome Powell lowers rates, it's good for me. It's good for you. We can begin, certain number of middle class will begin to be able to buy a house again. We'll have a real estate market. We want to live in rental housing owned by same multinationals, yes, that are traded on Wall Street. In other words, money flows in the reverse. It flows to us. They don't want that. Why? Because Wall Street floats on a raft of fake cash. It's very profitable for them. It guts you. You pay at the checkout line, higher food prices. That's how this works. They know it. When Trump calls Powell out on this, this is a threat to their very, very, very fake way of prospering. They are not prospering off of capitalism. They are prospering off what John Cougar Mellencamp once called the bills that kill. Love that song. You pay at the grocery store when you check out. You pay in inflated prices. You pay when you buy a car and the auto payments are twice on average for the average car what they were when Joe Biden took office. That's where you pay. They get rich on a raft of fake cash, right? Now, keep in mind, these are the same people who were totally cool with Jerome Powell saying, oh, you know, we may be at 4% inflation now, but if we print $2 or $3 trillion more dollars, well, you know what? It's going to be transitory. Don't worry about it. What happened? It went to 9%, more than doubled. They were cool. They were cool when these people doubled the payment on an average car. They were cool when these people doubled the mortgage payment for your average, nothing special, middle-class house. Does that sound financially damaging to you? Hey, you know, we're going to double the payment on a house. Yeah, no big deal. We're going to double the payment on a car. Whatever. No, that'll be fine. The market will be fine. And it was. Why? Because of the fake cash. Folks, here's the thing. This model can't last forever. The dollar will crash. I mean, yesterday morning, the show started with people freaking out, texting me, Tara, talk about gold. Oh my gosh, it's going to hit all-time high, 3,400. Really? Yeah. Went to 35 yesterday. This can't last. These people are so evil that they are trying to squeeze one last quarter of fake profits out of the market, where they rob you. So understand, the same people, and a lot of this is caused by these big, powerful players. This is not Main Street, okay? This is fake, fake, fake. These people are doing naked shorts. They're doing put options to sink the market because they need the fake cash that Lindsey Graham provides for them. It's a printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing. They know we got maybe, I don't know, once we enter the debt cycle, three quarters left. Look at the market right now. Look at the gold. They don't care. They only care about the next quarter's balance sheet. This is war. The same people, again, who didn't care when your house payment doubled, didn't care when the average auto payment doubled, did not care. No freak out. Market goes straight up. All of this sudden, Trump calls Powell out on it, and he's right. And they freak. Why? The truth. Because everything is fake. The money is fake. The profits are fake. It's all fake. They need it to be fake so they can keep robbing you blind. On the other hand, this is very risky what Trump is doing. These people could have the ability to tank the market. In fact, if it was 5 years ago, they could destroy the dollar to take him down. The only reason they haven't done it yet is because at the financial fake media, the mainstream media does not have the power it once did. Too many people are like, well, I'm going to go on X and read my favorite financial accounts. They tend to be right way more than CNBC. That's where we are this morning. That's where we are. We are in deep fakeville. How do a lot of these companies make their money? China. They make it from China. Couldn't we transfer a lot of this manufacturing? I mean, theoretically, since China is our mortal enemy, and as documented by Trump at COVID.gov, tried to kill us with the virus. Couldn't we just transfer it to a country not trying to kill us, like India, Indonesia? Yeah, we could. But these people lose out. It's not about you. It's about them. They are throwing one massive tantrum trying to shrink the markets and scare you into pulling your money out too. Because they can't do it alone. They can get it pretty far, but they can't do it alone. They need mom and pop to panic pull out of their 401ks. That's what this is about. And we'll see how it is. Maybe, I mean, they may be able to do it. There's a tremendous risk here. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But that's the fight that we're having. And if there's one thing they hate, it's when people do what I just did, which is tell you the truth about it. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, hey, Tara, when the bodies came back from Abbeygate, Biden had the audacity to look at his watch, get this over. Yet senators are falling over their feet for a member of a gang who lives to butcher women and children. And we don't know he's done that. We only know that he's a human trafficker. This has to stop or we will have no place to call home, so says Jen. Yeah, it's the idea. That's the idea. No opposition to the Democrat Party ever again. And folks, understand, it's not just us they're looking to replace. They're looking to replace their own voters. They need massive numbers to do that. When your voters approve of this little scheme to go to El Salvador at a 30% rate, 69% oppose it. That's the polling we got overnight. That's a disaster. And the opposition is 70% among young voters? Disaster. You need to import entire nations. And they were. They were. They did. This is why they're demanding proof of life for Kilmar. Now, what is going on here? I'm going to lay this out, okay? Because this is back. Judge Boasberg first floated it. I told you. He would get knocked down and they would find another way to do it. This idea that they are going to incarcerate all of the top level people in the Trump regime. Repeated for a shocked Dana Bash. She's sitting down with Senator Amy Klobuchar. I'm going to tease this a little and pick it up on the other side. And then we're going to get into who wants to kill Trump, but what they're finding on Telegram. That's going to blow your mind. These cartels never want to kill a Democrat, only Trump. Because they're merged. They have the same interests as the Democrat Party. Amy Klobuchar, U.S. Senator. Listen to what she's saying here. She's saying, listen, if they do not return St. Kilmer and the Trende Aragua thugs, so they can go and return to bringing us our voters and lots of little kids too, then guess what? We're going to put them in prison, because that's what she's saying.
Well,
here,
if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
What did she just say there? Criminal contempt. Right? Because Pam Bondi's not going to prosecute Kristi Noem. She just told us how big their ambition is. The secretary, who's the secretary? DHS secretary, Department of Homeland Security. They won't put Kristi Noem in prison. And others, who's that? Tom Homan. Put him in prison. Now, what would Trump, he's not going to let him go to prison, okay? He'll pardon them. But they want to push it so that every time another highly valuable, completely violent, convicted tranche of their voters get sent abroad, then there's another prosecution referral and Trump needs another part. There's another, the special prosecutors out there slays them with more charges and Trump has to keep pardoning his officials just to keep them working. This shocked even liberal host Dana Bash. Wait. You're gonna.
Go ahead. Me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure. You can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this. Should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the way our should. Law works. They, yes.
That tells you they think they got enough power and enough control of these courts to send the entire top tier of the Trump administration to prison. They can't send Trump because he's got immunity. Supreme Court ruled that. But they want to put everybody else in prison just like they did with the entire top tier last time. All seven are now convicted criminals. Trump himself is too. He's number 8.